The peace of God will set up a guard at your heart. That's your emotions. If you guide your mind. And that's why he says there's power in prayer. I don't pray like I could, like I should. Sometimes I don't pray till the pressure gets so bad I feel like I'm about to explode. And the Lord's like, are you done with that now? You want to come on over here? And if you drag that far enough across the floor, have you gotten low enough now? But what if you don't have to wait till it gets to that point? Lord, keep me from doing something crazy in the next 5 minutes that's going to take me the next 5 years to clean up. What if you prayed that? What if we prayed about, what if you involved God earlier in the process? Like before it goes all the way to level 10, what if God wanted to meet you at 2? Oh, this is slipping a little off track. Like if you drove your car like you guided your mind, you'd be in a ditch. Just let go of the wheel until the last minute. You're steering into a semi. Now you want to drive, but we do it with our souls. We wait until it's the exact last minute. Oh, God, deliver me from the decisions that I've made all week. No, I'm serious. Y'all do me like that. In 1 hour on Sunday, you want me to preach a word that will deliver you from the decisions you spent all week making. That's not right. It's not fair. I told the dental hygienist one time, I'm not going to floss. I'll be here every 6 months. Do the best you can. Whatever you can get out of my teeth in that time, just do it, and the rest leave it, and it'll grow for the glory of God until you remove it again. I know it's gross, but I let it build up until the last minute, and God has been saying to me, you can bring me your problems, but you can also bring me your thoughts. Now I'm at the point where I will pray about absolutely anything. Because, you know why I do it? Because Paul said I could. And he wrote the Bible. And I know you think there's certain things we're not supposed to pray about, but you didn't write the Bible. I don't care what you think about it anymore. Because Paul said, don't be anxious about anything. Listen to this. Pray in every situation. So in Greek, every situation means every situation. Isn't that deep? I got a degree in the Bible. I'm gonna blow your mind. A porn addict can pray while he's looking at porn. I'll see y'all next week. We got to do this in doses. LJ, you can pray in the middle of a panic attack. Not after it's over and you're on the floor. You can pray. You know what? You can even start with a selfish prayer if you have to. You have to wait till you want the right thing to talk to God. You'll be waiting the rest of your life. You're too dysfunctional to wait until you want the right thing to pray. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. He will put them in there. So I prayed, the man who had the scissors at me in the thing, I prayed, God, I want to take his scissors from him. Because I was more fit than him. I could see it. I sized it up real quick. So, you know, they say pray for your enemies. It doesn't say what you pray for them. So you have to start somewhere. Like, Lord, let him fall on his scissors right now. But the important thing is that you involve God in the process. Right? You ever had to pray in anger? Pray angry. I was getting ready to preach one time and I start praying to the Lord, why will you hide your face from me? Elo, Elo, lama sabachthani, why have you forsaken me? I wasn't feeling anything to God. And I felt as if God was saying, oh, there you are. There you are. Why am I hiding my face from you. Why are you hiding from me? You keep God out of the process. You keep God out of the... Then you end up just being just like Ahab. Oh, I hate Ahab. But I got to be honest, I kind of relate to him. Enemy is attacking me with 32 kings. Okay, you can have it. You can have it. It is easier to just believe the lie than it is to, you know, you got to train yourself in truth. It doesn't come naturally. Paul said, whatever things that you have seen, received, or heard from me. A lot of us have never actually seen a pattern of how to fight our battles with God's help. We believe the way that we've seen it done is the only way that it can be done. We don't really believe, like really believe, that I can give my battle to the Lord. We don't really believe that the peace of God will guard my heart and my mind. But I want you to watch what happened to Ahab. You know, the enemy doesn't just attack you once, and if it doesn't work, he leaves you alone. Because the Lord gave Ahab a victory over Ben-Hadad. But just after the victory, the prophet comes back. And came to Ahab again. Look at this in verse 22. He said to the king of Israel, strengthen your position and see what must be done. Because next spring, the king of Aram will attack you again. I'm under attack again. I'm dealing with depression again. Like Jesus died for me, and I believe that his blood cleanses me, but I'm struggling with unworthiness again. And the prophet said something very interesting. It's not just prayer, it's not just peace. He says, strengthen your position and see what must be done. Because see, the officials, verse 23, of the king of Aram had a theory on why God gave the victory to the Israelites the first time. And they advised him, their gods are gods of the hills. That is why they were too strong for us. But if we fight them on the plains, surely we will be stronger than they. So do this, remove and replace them, or remove all the kings from their commands and replace them with other officers. Remove and replace would be a good sermon, by the way, too. Remove and replace, but not today. You must also raise an army like the one you lost, horse for horse and chariot for chariot, so we can fight Israel on the plains. Then surely we will be stronger than they. And he agreed with them and acted accordingly. He agreed with the lie and acted accordingly. This is Ben-Hadad, the enemy. He agreed with the advice of his counselors. He thought that God, Yahweh, was like Baal of the Phoenicians. He thought that God was only limited to one geographical locale. So the reason they beat you was because you fought them in the hills. But if you fight them in the low place, now here's the thing. Some of you, the enemy attacked you on one level and it didn't work because you still have your faith and you still have your sanity and you didn't blow your brains out and you didn't give in and you didn't walk away. But now watch this. He's hitting you with a low blow. He said, if you fight them in the plains, we'll be stronger than them. But look what the word of the Lord says. And I want to show you this in verse 28, and I'm closing, because it says that they lined up against them, and they seemed like a flock of small goats, and they looked too small, but they had God fighting for them. Verse 28, the man of God came up and told the king of Israel, here it is again, this is what the Lord says. This is what the Lord says. Because the Arameans think the Lord is a God of the hills and not a God of the valleys. Because the enemy thinks that if he hits you in your weakest spot, just be honest, how many of you the enemy has hit you with a low blow lately? Like in the place where it hurts the most. This is what the Lord says. Because he hit you where you were the weakest, I am going to display my strength in the greatest way. Because the enemy thinks, oh, if I fight them there, they'll give in. But he's wrong about it. The harder he hits you in the most vulnerable place, the greater a candidate for the grace of God you become. Some of you, the enemy couldn't defeat you while you were awake, so now he started sneaking into your sleep. You've been having dreams in the middle of the night about scenarios. You've been waking up in a cold sweat, not even rested. He couldn't fight, he couldn't beat you awake, so now he's fighting you asleep. Some of you, the enemy took a lot from you personally, but it didn't cause you to lose your faith, so then he hit your kids. There was one thing for you to be dealing with it, but now you're watching your kids suffer. Oh, if I can't beat them in the hills, I'll fight them on the plains. God said, I am the God of unconditional victory. I believe that God is calling somebody today to take back not only the high places, but God said, because your enemy thinks that I am only the God of the hills, I am going to show you a victory in the valley. So you will know I'm not like Baal. I don't operate based on physical location. I don't need perfect circumstances to do my work. In fact, if you have faith to believe it, I hear God saying, I stack the odds against myself. That's what the Lord said. I'm making it so impossible because I want you to know that it's Yahweh. I want you to know that it's God. See, when they're fighting you in the mountains, when they're fighting you in the good time, you think it's you. You think it's your leverage. This is what the Lord says. In this season, I'm going to do something in the lowest place, in the most vulnerable place, in your weakness. I am strong. So, what does the Lord say? That's what I want to know. I don't want to agree with the enemy about anything that keeps me from hearing what God has said about me. Whether it's why I'm unworthy, why I'm incompetent. In fact, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I break the power of the agreements that your children have made with the enemy. And we call on you, God of peace, to set up an armed guard at our hearts in Christ Jesus. We thank you that our position in you is permanent and it is fixed. Lord, today we don't want to give the enemy so easily what you died with your blood to purchase for us. And you came to give us peace. Right now, standing all over this house, in every location, watching online, God said, take it back. You agreed with the enemy, but take it back. I know I agreed in my heart that I was worthless. I know I agreed in my heart that my best days were behind me. I know I agreed in my heart that I would never, but I take it back. Because this is what the Lord says. God, we're not going to be so quick to hand over the best of what you gave us. We've let the enemy have enough. He's taken enough ground in this season. We've given up enough ground. Not another inch. Not another inch. I thank you that now in this moment, you are releasing your peace, your unconditional victory.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.